Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation. And once again, it's me. So I don't know if this is good or bad. I don't know if you like it better or worse, but I'm just going to share a quick nugget of something that I've been thinking about. I've shared some of this in the past. I'm going to reference it again because it fits with this week's, if you're listening live as we are, as this episode is released on June, no, what month is this? August 2nd is the day that this episode is released. So this current week for the Come Follow Me, the reading includes Alma 37:37, which I've referenced. Annette and I've talked about this before. It is the scripture that our dad called his favorite. It was his favorite scripture. And I always remember that. Here's a clear thing that if you ever need to connect to the Wi-Fi in a church building for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the password is Alma 37:38. And the only reason I can remember that is because it's the next verse after my dad's favorite scripture. So the scripture that, and I'm just going to go through this because I've been thinking about, pondering, learning, reading different things that have been really thought-provoking for me. And I'm going to tie it all back to, I hope, this verse, counsel with the Lord in all thy doings, and he will direct thee for good. Yea, when thou liest down at night, lay down unto the Lord. And I'm not going to quote the whole thing, but that's the That's the scripture. So a little bit of context. I did not understand what that meant. I didn't understand what the scripture was trying to encourage us to do, to counsel with the Lord. What does that mean? Does that mean get permission from the Lord? Does that mean wait for revelation from the Lord? Last week, we talked about why pray. What are we praying for? So this kind of ties into that. Next week, by the way, if everything works out right, let me just tell you what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to have a conversation with past co-host Julia, and we're going to talk about what does faith feel like, which is a little bit maybe rhetorical. Maybe it's a little bit individual. I don't know, but it's a question that came up for me, and as I often do, I said this because of some of the conversations that Julia and I had had in the past. I thought I would love to get her take on this. So look for that next week. What does faith feel like? But for this week, what does it mean to counsel? And in a lot of cultural church environments, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has changed the name for several meetings from meeting to councils. Now, I want to explain also that that is not the same thing that Alma 37:37 is talking about. Council, C-O-U-N-C-I-L, so a ward council or the missionaries have a companionship or a district councils. I think they've changed the name of that meeting instead of district meeting to district council. Stake council. They're different council meetings. And the implication of that, or at least is supposed to be, that it's not a person who's directing or leading a meeting. It's a group of people who are counseling together. So you counsel, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, discuss, in a council meeting. C-O-U-N-C-I-L. So not the exact same word, but I think there's some, I don't like saying it this way, but I think there's some overlap. I think there's some ways that in a council meeting, you counsel together. I think that's the way, at least that I imagine that it's supposed to work. So I think that the idea of counseling with the Lord is kind of like that. If you were to have a council meeting, a town council, a city council, it's not necessarily a person who is directing everything, getting his or her way. It's more of a discussion. So imagine that. So if I decide I want to do something and I counsel with the Lord in all my doings, what does that look like? And I think that it looks like something different than what I have been doing. I heard something. I was on a training call today, and one of the things that was discussed was praying for negative things. And the comment was made that praying for negative things doesn't work. And the thing that he was talking about specifically was worry. Praying so that you don't worry, or praying about the things that you worry about. And I don't know that I endorse that 100%, but it got me thinking. So what if in my counsel, my prayer counsel with the Lord, as I'm discussing with him the things that I want to accomplish and the reasons that I want to accomplish those things, am I keeping those things positive? I want to do this thing. I want to have this kind of influence, or I want to have this kind of an impact, instead of I don't want this result. I don't want to have this negative thing happen. I like the idea that positive praying, kind of that, just the image that puts in my head. I'm looking to create something that will bless lives, rather than to avoid something or avoid the creation of something that will not bless lives. So there's that, that's given me something to think about a little bit differently than what I have thought about when it comes to this verse anyways. So as I counsel with the Lord, I think the question still comes up, why? Why? There's a passage that I'll reference. I don't have it at the tip of my fingers right now. That one of the reasons that we pray is so that God can bless us with the things that he had already intended to bless us with. And we just needed to ask for him. I think about if my kids, for example, I may be able to observe things that I think they need. I may be able to observe things that I think they want, but if they let me know where their head is, what they're thinking about, what they're concerned about, what they're hopeful for, what they're whatever, those are things that then I can funnel my efforts to help them. And maybe that's one way of looking at this, that our Father in heaven can funnel his efforts. I've told the story in the past, or this experience in the past, where when I had teams of people that reported to me, the leads of those teams, I expected them to keep me informed of what was going on. And I didn't expect call me every time that things were going right, or call me everything things are going wrong. But if you get to a point where it's something's going wrong, then I want to know about it. And sometimes I would just take in the information. Thank you for letting me know. I don't need to do anything about it right now. And sometimes they thought I did need to do something about it, but I had a different perspective. I knew where the priorities were. And so there were times that I did not act. Sometimes I would jump in and I would solve the problem myself. I would jump in. Sometimes we had, for example, as we're trying to offload the containers from a plane, container gets stuck. I would hop in. I would use my strength which, as you might know, is spectacular. I would use my strength to help solve the problem. And sometimes I would use my resources, my influence, to allocate additional support. And I think that that's sometimes how our Father in Heaven handles things. There are times that, as we counsel with Him, there are times I think that He says, okay, fantastic, thanks for letting me know. And He does not get involved. He doesn't channel resources to us or people or anything like that. I think sometimes it's just our opportunity to check in with a loving Heavenly Father. There are times also that I think He jumps in and personally handles problems, whatever that might look like. I don't have any examples of that right now because I didn't script this before I started talking. And I think sometimes He channels resources. Sometimes He, and I don't know that it's necessarily channeling resources. I think sometimes we become aware that there are resources that we had not previously recognized. Sometimes the resources come in the form of a problem. And as we discovered the solution to the problem, those resources are already there. We just didn't know. We didn't see it. We didn't recognize it. So that's what I'm thinking. I've got some notes. I've got pages and pages of notes from this call, this training call I was on earlier today. And it's, I'm not going to get into any of it other than what if what we counsel with God about is, what if we're in the process exactly where we need to be? When we read scripture stories, for example, it could be David and Goliath. It could be Lazarus. One of my favorite stories in the Bible, Lazarus dying and then being raised from the dead. And if you know the story, if you've read the story, when Jesus returns to town and Mary and Martha are frustrated with him, because if you had just been here, our brother would not have died. And as readers of the story, we know, hey, it's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Jesus, because he knew what was going to happen, could have said, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. I think sometimes we forget that the story is, we're right where we need to be in the story. And it's going to work out. It's going to end somehow. It's all going to be good. We just don't know. We don't know what that looks like yet. And when we do, we can look back to this moment when we're going through the tough times and we can see that, oh yeah, that's right where I needed to be. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. As you counsel with the Lord, as you move towards your goals and desires and hopes and dreams and all that, you're right where you need to be. And I'm just talking to myself as much as anybody. You're right where you need to be. And when you look back to this moment, you'll be able to recognize, yeah, that's, I needed to go through that so that I could accomplish whatever it is. So there you go. That's what I got for you this week. Next week, like I said, we're going to explore, see if we can figure out, what does faith feel like? Because that's a question I don't think I've ever really considered. In the meantime, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear your comments and ideas, and you can reach out to me at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?